My guest this morning is Cheryl Itamura from the Healdsburg Center for the Arts. She's a member of the board of directors and an exhibition chairperson. Good morning, Cheryl.
Hi, good morning.
Well, I'm looking here at information, a lot of information, about a month-long celebration at the Healdsburg Center for the Arts called Art of Gastronomy. Yum.
Yeah.
So talk about it.
Sure. It's a new celebration up at the Healdsburg Center for the Arts that runs from March the 18th through April the 19th. And it's a springtime celebration of the art of gastronomy. And it was born out of the idea of taking the popularity of food and popularity of chefs and the popularity of farm-to-table and the popularity of wine country cuisine and distilling that in visual arts and putting it up in an exhibition at the Healdsburg Center for the Arts. And that's the kernel that started the month-long celebration.
Uh-huh. So today we are going to sort of do a broad spectrum look at the various events that are going to make it up. And then at another time, we're going to do one basically on the juried art exhibition, which will be at the center from March 18th through April 19th.
Correct.
Okay. I noticed one thing that's happening is an evening with Michelle Anna Jordan called the Once and Future Pantry. That's a great title.
Yes, it's the Once and Future Pantry, a delicious evening with Michelle Anna Jordan. And very important to mention that she's going to bring her magic pantry apron.
That's okay. Hard to say.
I was going to say pastry, but it's not pastry. It's
that's
her
right.
Magic pantry apron. So if you're wondering what that is, Michelle's new magic pantry apron, you'll have to come to the Healdsburg Center for the Arts to find out exactly what that's referring to.
Right.
But Michelle has written, I think, I've lost track, but I believe it's something like 17 cookbooks.
Sounds right.
That are all based around the pantry. And she's going to be re-releasing three of her most popular books, or four, actually, Tomatoes, Mustard, Salt and Pepper, Oil and Vinegar, this summer. And we're doing a pre-release party celebration on Saturday, April the 11th from 6 to 8.
Oh, great.
And so Michelle will be there talking about her books and the re-release of her books. And, of course, she'll be.
And then there's an event that's all about hors d'oeuvres by Anne Cornell.
Yes. So Chef Anne Cornell is from Relish Culinary Academy, Relish Culinary Adventures in Healdsburg. And it's a fantastic cooking school for those of you who aren't familiar with them. And they're just two blocks away from the Healdsburg Center for the Arts. And Chef Anne Cornell is doing a hands-on cooking class that's the art that it's entitled The Art of Gastronomy, Beautiful and Delicious Hors d'oeuvres. So it's a hands-on class. People sign up. They get to learn how to make and display beautiful, delicious hors d'oeuvres before anyone eats any of them. Everyone's supposed to whip out their smartphone, take photos of their wonderful food, and then the party ensues with wine and and consuming all these creations.
That's almost too good.
That's going to be really fun. I'm going to be there. I was the first person who signed up for that.
Unfortunately, we're almost out of time, but there is a closing tea, which sounds very nice too.
Oh, yes. It's a complimentary tea, and it's on the closing day of the exhibition. Gives everybody a chance to come back to the gallery one last time, look at the exhibition, meet some of the artists, writers, and to enjoy a casual cup of tea and some delicious treats.
Oh, excellent. Thanks, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
Let's tell people once again that the Art of Gastronomy is a month-long celebration at the Healdsburg Center for the Arts, March 18th through April 19th.
Yes.
The best way to get information
is by going to www.healdsburgcenterforthearts.com and click on Events and Art of Gastronomy, and you'll find all the details there.
Excellent. Thanks again for coming in, Cheryl.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.